Hello, everybody. It's the Great Debates program. We're in the middle of the Olympics. We'd like to talk about the Olympics today.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It better be. Well, I think we'd like to debate about the Olympics.
Healy is doing his thing where he doesn't talk until the debate begins, which is cool. He's saving his energy. He's conserving his breath.
Smart.
Whew. Okay, I'm going to put 4 minutes on the clock. Dave, you're going to take the pro.
Yeah.
All right?
I have to.
We agreed in advance. Dave's going to take the pro. 4 minutes on the clock. The first topic, I don't even know how to pronounce this. Elizabeth Swaney. Swaney.
We don't know. Elizabeth Swaney or Swaney, for people who don't know, is a competitor in the free. What is the actual competition?
Freestyle skiing.
Freestyle skiing.
She represents Hungary.
She represents Hungary, and she's terrible. She is, by her own admission, not very good. Look her up, whatever. She basically just goes down the hill, and she's not really even an athlete. She barely makes it over the lip of the thing. Here's why I'm pro Elizabeth Swaney. She wanted to be in the Olympics. She basically scammed the system so that she could get an entry into the Olympics. She's at the Olympics. She's having the time of her life. She played by the rules. There's no harm in what she did. People can complain that she doesn't belong there or whatever, but she didn't do anything illegal. She didn't hurt anybody. She is having fun, and she is also a little bit poking fun at the seriousness of the Olympics in her own way. God bless her. I think it's great. Absolutely pro Elizabeth Swaney or Swaney or however the hell you say her name.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the con.
Should we, by the way, sorry, didn't mean to throw you off. Should we just stipulate to Swaney?
Swaney, sure.
Okay, sure.
Swaney.
You're Swaney now. I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the con, which I don't usually like to do. I like to take the pro or more life-affirming side. I'm not sure that this is the most life-affirming side, but whatever. Like an attorney, I'm going to take the con Swaney side. Here's what I don't like. Swaney is making a mockery.
Swaney
is making a mockery of people who've dedicated their lives to this sport of freestyle skiing. It's hard to convince people that your sport is valid. They've worked very hard in freestyle skiing to get it into the Olympics, to demonstrate their worth at it. The athletes have worked very hard to get there. The sport is very dangerous. You risk paralysis. But if you love and appreciate the art of freestyle skiing, there you are at the Olympics. You have once every 4 years have an opportunity to demonstrate your love for the sport and demonstrate what you can do with your training. And Swaney comes along to steal the attention. She is a wealthy person who can somehow afford to attend World Cup qualifying races. The way that she qualified is basically because people would crash, and so she would finish
the
top 30, which is
all right.
She took advantage of a loophole in the rules. I'm not done with my opening statement.
This is a micro.
She took advantage of a loophole in the rules, similar to somebody who gets a government subsidy for their quote unquote farm and is defrauding the American taxpayer, even if it's not illegal. She's just taking from something that other people worked very hard to build. And it's kind of funny. There's a part of us that roots for her the same way we root for DB Cooper or, you know, a charming bank robber who has a funny mask. But at the end of the day, they are devaluing something that people worked very hard to build up. And unfortunately, I have to be against Elizabeth Swaney.
She's not actually taking anything away from anyone.
No,
she's only adding to the attention.
Here's what all we're talking about with freestyle skiing is Swaney.
Here's what she actually devised, which every sport can wait.
Entertainment.
Let me get a new thought out here. You said that, like, oh, she's devaluing it, but actually, she provides an incredible service, which is she is illustrating just how difficult it is to pull off the maneuvers that. So basically, like, if every sport had an Elizabeth Swaney, which is to say someone who's like in the 99th percentile at what they do, but not the 100th, that you would see just how incredible it is that what these athletes are doing. That's the service Elizabeth Swaney provides.
Let me take a look.
Bit of air, which is very, very difficult. And then you see these people who do, the women who make these incredible turns and flips in the air, and you go, Jesus, that's it. Now I get just how impossible it is what they're doing.
I have to look. There's a lot that's attractive about your argument. We can all see why, you know, this woman became a sensation for a reason. But let me hit you with two things.
She's not
going to extend.
Oh, extension. Go
one
ahead,
is, first of all, she's not the right amount of good or bad. She's, you know, she's basically doing something that any competent skier could do.
She's having fun. Could have been funnier. That's good.
She's not having that much fun. She didn't try any tricks.
God, do you see the video of her? She has the biggest smile on her face of any competitor.
Second of all,
she win or lose, she's living her dream. This is her Olympic dream, and she wins, and the viewer wins.
Second of all, Hungary. The nation of Hungary, she's just embarrassing them.
She had
Hungarian grandparents, which allowed her to con her way into the system.
Such a great story. She's American. Let's just let the listeners in on this, if they don't know already. She's an American woman. She realized she couldn't compete for America, so then she tried to compete for Venezuela, because I believe her mom is Venezuelan. She realized that Venezuela wasn't going to help her either, so she decided to... Her turns out her grandparents are Hungarian. You think her great... I don't know if her grandparents are alive or not. You think they're not proud of their granddaughter who's competing for the Hungarian flag? She didn't take any spots away from the Hungarian freestyle.
I disagree. You teed up probably, I think, the best argument against her, which is take a person who is born in Hungary in, say, 1940, and the hardship and difficulty that they went through, and now wake Elizabeth's grandparents from the grave, or maybe they're alive, I don't know, and you're like, you know what your daughter did? She sort of scammed her way into the Olympics and skied back and forth, and everybody thought it was kind of funny, and she had a viral moment, but... Are you proud of the life that she lived?
Oh my God, if I were that,
is that what she should have done with herself?
I would laugh my ass off.
After the sacrifices you made to survive Hungary, Nazism, communism.
You're not telling the full story. If you showed those grandparents the video of this 34-year-old woman having the time of her life, having achieved her dream, your granddaughter had one goal. It was to compete in the Olympics.
Why don't you make me a great grandchild?
She figured out a way. She did everything.
You could be a doctor. People need help in this world.
You don't know what the rest of her life is like.
Could be.
I'm sure she's doing good things.
Oh, you spend your money to go to ski and make a joke?
Yeah, it makes her happy. Your granddaughter's happy.
You could do something useful.
Is there anything more that we should want?
Hungary has problems.
You as a father.
Venezuela has problems.
Do you want anything more in the world than for your daughter to be happy?
United States has problems. And you make a joke of freestyle skiing.
This is a Hungarian accent.
So here's another point you made, Healy, which is that she's making a mockery of it. Not at all. There's nothing she's doing which in any way disrespects the sport. She's playing by the rules. And actually, it's not like she went right down the barrel of it's what do you call it? The half pipe. She doesn't go straight down the half pipe. She does go up and down, and she gets a tiny bit of air. And at the very end, she does one half a turn and comes down backwards. And so she's not doing anything. Like, she's doing her absolute best at the sport. And she realized, hey, as long as I don't crash and compete in some of these other qualifying events, I'm going to get to go to the Olympics. And she did.
Dave,
God bless her. It makes me so happy thinking about
Dave, it. Dave, the class clown, the ham, he's having fun with this. But you got to look at it from the perspective of who won the gold medal in women's freestyle. I have no idea. Who won the silver? Who won the bronze? I have no idea. Those were people who dedicated their lives. They dedicated their lives.
They had one
shot in 4 years. This was their day. And what is the story? Elizabeth Swainy, the clown. It's like if I worked really hard to get an A on my science test or whatever in class, and then Dave did a funny fart and all the kids loved it and the teacher loved it, you'd be mad because you'd be like, I worked really hard to like have my moment in class.
If you read the stories about Elizabeth Swainy, you'll actually find that we're talking about freestyle skiing, not freestyle snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Freestyle snowboarding was pretty high profile this year. What's her name? Chloe Kim? Is that her name? She won the gold, and it was exciting for everyone. As you said, you don't know who won the gold in freestyle skiing. Neither do I.
And I might if it wasn't for Elizabeth Swainy.
Part of what... I don't think that's true. Part of what...
We'll never know. She took that away from whoever won.
Skiing, especially in the freestyle sector, whatever you call it, is losing ground to snowboarding, and they haven't realized it yet. And part of what...
Oh, this is not... Okay, there's no way that this is going to help freestyle skiing.
It absolutely is, because if you read the stories about her, what you learn is that freestyle... Let me finish.
It just furthers freestyle skiing as a foolish...
They now know that they need to change their criteria to make it more competitive. They have a problem.
They have a problem, which is like it's foolish and people regard it as a laughing stock. That's their problem.
Yes.
This is
a
punishing blow to freestyle skiing.
It's not a blow to freestyle.
It's a blow.
For the first time in years, freestyle skiing is forced to look themselves in the mirror and say, we got to do something to make ourselves as amazing as freestyle snowboarding.
No, it's...
And they have
we weren't rigorous. You know what? This is going to lead to is the people at the Freestyle Skiing Association having to be more meticulous with their rules. This is how you end up with 7-page forms that you have to read every time you want to go skiing, because because people aren't cool enough about following the spirit of the rules. You know, like Elizabeth Sweeney debased the sport. She took away from it. She took away from the champions who dedicated their lives to it. She took away from the sport for herself. It's closing selfishness. Statement.
She didn't take away a damn thing. She only added to it. We're talking about freestyle skiing, and we're talking about how great it is that a person of relatively average abilities found their way into the Olympics and highlights for us just how incredible the real athletes are. Elizabeth Sweeney went with a smile on her face. She went in the spirit of competition. She played by the damn rules. And for that, she deserves all the credit in the world. God bless her.
Okay,
I'm a huge fan of Elizabeth Sweeney.
Closing statement? Sure, there's something fun about Elizabeth Sweeney.
Fun!
That's why we're talking about it. However, in the long run, over the arc of history, somebody like Elizabeth Sweeney, what they really do is debase something that people really care about, take away attention that belongs to the champions who earned it fair and square, and just devalue, further a world of narcissism and indulging yourself and doing whatever you want and finding loopholes. All it causes is everybody has to be more meticulous about the rules. The people that worked really hard for their moment in the Olympic sun have that stolen from them. That's what Elizabeth Sweeney did. All for a couple laughs.
That was great, guys.
What a time.
Well done.
What a great time.
Give you guys both Olympic gold medals in the sport of debating.
Thanks. I would like to say, of course, Elizabeth Sweeney's fun and great. Can you not be? Come on, not great.
I thought Dave made a good argument, you know?
Sure. Yeah. He was passionate.
And you know
cool.
what? I thought Healy made a great argument too.
Hey, I did too. I'm about as good as you can do under the circumstances, man. So, I wish, because I
believe somewhere in there is some emotional truth, and I wish I plugged into it.
Right. Sure.
It's hard to get mad at a woman who's just having a good time at the Olympics.
But I feel like there's probably a American Freestyle Skiing Association person who could come in here and be like, this sucks.
There are people who are upset.
Yeah.
The elite athletes are none too pleased about what she's done.
Of course they are. But what is freestyle skiing?
It's basically you like go, well, I don't know if there's more than one freestyle skiing event, but in this event, you go down a half pipe, and you go, but you're on skis.
So it's like skateboarding, but skiing. Or exactly. Snowboarding, but skiing.
Yes, and you do tricks. You get air and do tricks. Or if you're Elizabeth Sweeney, you just barely get air, and you come down, and you're very cautious. And then at the end, you do one half a turn, and you come down backwards. The announcers, by the way, were so funny with it, because they go, they're like trying to be reasonable about it. And here you see her, she takes a very conservative approach. There it is again, and she does get some air, and now at the bottom, okay, and we see she makes a half turn, and just to show us that she does have some discipline, and
they're trying to preserve the ruse that this is a serious
yes. Hey, she's trying as hard as she could.
I think it's great.
It really is great.
I think it sounds really great. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it even looks like, but I think it sounds great to me. It sounds like fun.
I'm a not very good skier. I was wondering if I could do just what Sweeney did. I think it actually is fairly challenging.
So can anyone do what she did to get in? Or could any of us have that?
You'd have to show up at several ski events.
Right.
Part of it, this is the...
On behalf of Hungary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of it... I'm not 100% certain about this, but I do believe that there, depending on the country you're from, there's something about there has to be an equal number of skiers as a whole, not just freestyle skiers, maybe, I'm not sure, but of each gender. So the fact that Hungary had like male skiers worked to her benefit.
Oh, Title IX kind of thing.
Nice.
Something like that.
Interesting.
I don't think she took away from a Hungarian female freestyle skier, but I'm not positive about that.
If I'm in any kind of the organizing body of any sort of medium to low popularity sport, yeah, by the way, I'm Elizabeth Sweeney email, check our rules.
Uh-huh. Part of what she did, which is great, is she realized that, so you need to like qualify in the top 30 at a World Cup event or something. Uh-huh. And she, there was one event that in like China or something that was going on while everyone else was competing at a bigger event.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she went to that one.
She went to that. She somehow finished 13 out of 15.
Wow.
Because like two
well, so a lot of people crash or wipe out.
They crash on each run. So she got like the lowest possible score while two women were like disqualified or whatever. I think it's so great that she did this.
I'm into it.
It's just a prank. It's a not even a prank. It's a fun.
The giddiness that she must have felt, you know, as it's going along. She's slowly getting closer and closer to qualifying. Yes. You know, she's on the plane home from China with her skis. That must have been a fun moment for her.
It's kind of like an 80s kids comedy, and then there's some guys that are real steamed about it. I love it.
Dog can't play football.
Well, guys, I have more Olympic tops.
Oh,
cool.
Can we just keep going with the Olympic tops?
Yeah, sure.
I tried the timer for that one, but it was so great that I just let us blow it out of
the water. Hey, let the debate flow.
Yeah, so I don't even know that I'm going to...
When you turn on the debate tap sometimes...
This one I'm going to do a timer for. Okay. This is another 4 minute. Dave, you're going to take the pro again, okay?
Whoa.
If that's all right.
I am.
Are you ready? Here's the top.
Yeah.
It's simple. Hockey should be in the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, go ahead. Scratch your head. You can't figure out what the heck you're talking about, Dave. Well, I'll tell you. It's quite simple. NHL's not letting their athletes compete in the Winter Olympics. Simple fix. Let them play in the Summer Olympics. Why should we care whether it's cold in the rink? What is that? Does that really matter? Basketball is a winter sport in the United States, in most countries. It is in schools, in college. The NBA season is played from the fall through the spring. It's a winter sport. They play in the Summer Olympics. So too is hockey. I would add to that, you think they don't play hockey in the summer in Canada? You don't think they play it in most countries where they play hockey? Of course they do. There's a problem. The best hockey players in the world aren't competing at the Olympics. When they do, it's fantastic. See, for example, Sidney Crosby scoring the game-winning goal in overtime in Vancouver, one of the great Olympic highlights in the last 100 years. Let him play Summer Olympics. Problem solved.
Okay, I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the con. Rare for me. I don't know which side is more life-affirming. Possible that the Winter Olympics hockey...
Stall tactic doesn't have any arguments.
To the contrary, Dave, I have quite a few arguments. I have 5 of them. It's going to take me a while to get through them. I'll thank you not to interrupt. Now, Dave's whole argument rests on the fact that there is a problem, which there is. The problem is easily solved by the NHL allowing their players to play in the Winter Olympics. What is wrong with the NHL? It is great for the sport. It raises awareness of the sport. It's a showcase for people who haven't been watching a lot of hockey. Ridiculous decision by the NHL. Disgraceful. They should be ashamed of themselves. The sport is declining. It is the fault of short-sighted decisions like this. Typical panicked manager kind of move. That's all that needs to be solved. We don't need to move hockey to the Summer Olympics, changing close to a century of Olympic tradition. That's absolutely unnecessary. Further, what holds the Winter Olympics together? Theme. Summer, winter themes. There's a different spirit to these sports. And look, hockey, sure, you can play it indoors, you can play it in the summer, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's thematically a winter sport. It's a cold weather kind of thing. Hot cocoa, ice, snow is around. You play it in the winter. It originated on the ponds of Canada in the winter. It is a winter sport. It is part of the winter theme, and that is how we organize sports at the Olympics. Furthermore, NHL players are brutalizing their bodies. They're getting concussions. They're getting injuries. It's a strain to play 84 or however many NHL games there are. These guys get the offseason, and Dave wants to make them suit up to go to, wherever they're having the next Summer Olympics, Tokyo or whatnot. Absolutely ridiculous. These guys need a friggin' break. It would be better for the NHL to have them play in the Olympics, skip a bit of the season, come back, finish out the season, than to ruin these guys' offseason. Facilities. In the Summer Olympics, we just don't have... Hockey rinks are hard to arrange. They're typically a part of a winter sports complex, but they're not necessarily a part of a summer sports complex, and they're totally unnecessary.
Oh, my God.
Finally, as for Dave's... He brought up basketball, getting outside, that basketball's an indoor sport.
The point that destroyed your second...
Disagree completely. Yeah. First of all, in answer to what you were saying... Olympic basketball should be played outside. That would be great. It's really fun. I don't think at all that basketball is thought of as a winter sport. Kids play basketball in the summer. Basketball courts are outdoors in New York, West 4th Street. You're going to see guys balling in the summertime. As soon as the weather gets nice, guys are balling. Tough guys are balling outside in the winter. That is my case for why hockey should not move. Dave has the obligation to make a dramatic change to years of Olympic tradition, and all he's come up with is a simple problem that the NHL should deal with.
Healy knows himself that anytime your best and leading argument is tradition, that you're in a bad place. If one of your greatest arguments is this is the way we've done it for years, then you know that you have nothing else behind that that matters. Tradition. Oh, no, that's the end?
Wow. God.
That's the end?
Oof. We attacked it sort of as a main. You guys got to work on your clock management here.
Healy.
I'm not going to extend this one.
You're not?
No.
Don't play for the extension.
Clock management. Woo. Killed me there. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say, Dave. Yeah, Healy did a great job.
Do you really think hockey should be in the Summer Olympics? Doesn't that just make you sick?
No, I think it'd be fine.
No, that's no good, Dave.
All those pads suiting up.
Such an easy fix. Who cares?
One guy's diving. Now he's putting on layers of pads. Awesome.
Just to get the NHL guys in there?
Who cares? The NHL should handle their business.
They should
handle all that should happen. Not changing the season hockey.
I actually don't like it. I didn't like the NHL seasons when they had to stop and let people go to the Olympics.
Oh,
and so I think I think it's better for both the NHL and the Olympics if they played it in the summer.
Honestly, it's too jarring.
I think that would actually make it fun. I think it would be like a little quirk here, hockey at the Summer Olympics.
A little quirk.
Here we go.
This is similar to Elizabeth. What's her name? Swain.
We still don't know.
Okay,
but the facilities.
It's just, these kind of
you think
the
they
small
don't have a hockey
weakeners
stadium
to the sport, and small injuries that just make it a little less solemn. Over time, those accumulate and ruin the game.
I thought Healy's true strongest arguments were the idea of the thematic element of the Olympics.
Well, sure, I
which
get
is different
that it's the
from
organizing
tradition.
Principle of yes,
and the injuries in the resting period. Not that they don't play the whole time, but it just felt right to me. It struck
summer
a chord.
Summer is a time of rest for the hockey man.
I thought his worst point was when he said Tokyo or whatnot.
I wish I had been able to drop for the Summer Olympics. I don't know where the Summer Olympics are. I think they're in Tokyo, right?
Oh, maybe.
Guys, we don't have time to dilly-dally. We're going to do what I like to call a... what's this? A lightning debate.
Okay.
Okay, this is 3 minutes.
Okay.
Healy taking the pro.
Okay.
No time to
finally
bullshit.
Okay.
These Winter Olympics have been a success. Go.
I'm Steve Healy taking the pro. Amazing success. Unless we're recording this on Monday. The episode drops on Thursday. Unless there's some kind of terrorist attack, flu outbreak, light falls and crushes a figure skater. These Winter Olympics have been a huge, tremendous success. North and South Korea made diplomatic progress. From the American perspective, Chloe Kim was amazing. Ratings-wise on NBC, apparently they were a disaster. Tough shit for NBC, but basically the Olympics were a huge success, a demonstration of peace. There were a lot of tense issues. Russia banned North Korea attending. The American athletes, a lot of tension over North Korea. Worked out great. Successful Olympics.
Nothing interesting happened. Yes, a couple of people became famous and won their events, and it was like fun for a night.
What are you talking about? We just had a huge debate about all the interesting things that happened.
There was an Asian American
snowboarder like crushed everybody. There was this flamboyant gay guy, and that's just from the Americans' perspective. Norway had an amazing sensation. A snowboarder won a skiing medal on borrowed skis. It was a fantastic Olympics in terms of interesting things happening.
Well, and as a matter of fact, the guy who won the snowboarding medal seems to be like a pretty emblematic of like what's wrong with the Olympics these days, which is that like it turns out you don't actually have to prepare or really care that much about what's going on.
Are you talking about Red Gerard?
Yeah, you wake up the day of
was casual, but that belies his years
of training. Why the Olympics were not a success this year. The Olympics created the illusion that the world is living in harmony at a time when we are closer to the brink of disaster than ever before. And to see Olympic athletes from the United States, along with the Koreans, creates an illusion for everyone, creates a false sense of security that there is actually peace and harmony at a time when our country especially, and the North Korean country, is closer to blowing the other one up than ever before.
Look, the Olympics' job is to create an illusion. Sometimes you can build on that illusion. The Olympics has always... The mission of the Olympics has always been to create an illusion of peace, a period of peace and stability. It's not the job of the Olympics to remind everybody how tense the world is.
Every Winter Olympics, there's a good story. Someone wins. There's a Chloe Kim
not
and Adam
Sarajevo,
Ripon.
There was no good story.
I'm sure if we
Lillehammer? Don't remember.
Lillehammer? Johan Olav Koss? You don't remember from Lillehammer? Mm.
What did he do?
Was incredible. And his sidekick, Odd, the blind boy who he skated for, who's the most incredible human interest story of Winter Olympics history. I might have this wrong. I could be thinking of the wrong Olympics, but it was incredible. Hometown hero makes good.
Yeah.
It was amazing. There's no Dan Jansen. There's no Bonnie Blair. There's no, you know, there's no, I mean, I guess there is with Chloe Kim or something, but she's a one-time gold medalist, and for a week she held the American
Chloe
spirit.
Kim,
you yourself admitted before we started debating that the American,
just off the top
the
of my head, I got three heroes.
Let us down, Rippon, even though they were high profile. They didn't actually
pull it out. He got
another
the
reason why the Olympics were a failure or weren't a success is because the Russian athletes had to compete under the flag of the Olympics and not their act. There was an enormous doping scandal, the likes of which we'd never seen before.
Handled gracefully by the Olympic Committee.
Wow.
We were at Olympic level at debate today.
That was great.
I'll say. Yeah.
Guys, we don't have a lot of time. I just want to tell you I'm going with heels on this one.
Thank you. Okay.
But it was great. You guys get the gold medal for debates this year. Also, the jury's kind of out on the Olympics. There's still a number of days left. Enjoy it. We'll see you next week on The Great Debates. The pack all swallowed in their coats with scarves of red tied round their throats. To keep their little heads from falling in the snow. The Great Debates is produced by Mark Caracello. The theme song was composed by Christopher Knight. The debaters are Steve Healy and Dave King, and the podcast is moderated by Dan Medina.